Hello, Internet friend. I'm David Ravel, and this is ValueSide for Wednesday, July 26. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSide.com. Well, today, this economy hangs by a thread, and it's likely the Fed will pull it tighter today. Virtually all of Wall Street and most seasoned Fed watchers expect the U.S. Federal Reserve to raise interest rates by another 0.25% when they announce their latest interest rate decision this afternoon. If so, this will be the 11th rate hike in just 16 months and the most rapid rise in history on a percentage basis. The Fed will have taken the primary interest rate from less than 0.25% to now 5.5%. Now, the Fed behaves like this is a strong economy, and its chief mission is to curb runaway inflation. More precisely, the Fed believes that the current economy is much like those economies of 50 years ago, a time when a virtuous cycle, expanding production, led to higher salaries, and those in turn led to rising prices, or inflation. Now, does anyone believe that this economy is so strong that inflation is driven by increasing production, leading to higher worker income, and that leading to inflation? I doubt it. Most consumers, at least according to the surveys, believe that incomes are flat, and consequently, inflation is likely to decline. In its monthly survey of consumer inflation expectations, the University of Michigan reports that inflation expectations have fallen from 5.4% in March of 2022 to its current 4.2%. From the consumer's perspective, inflation is declining, not rising, as the Fed suggests. Now, the strategy that the Fed is using was described by William McChesney Martin, a former Fed chairman, as, quote, taking away the punch bowl as the party gets started. As the longest-serving Fed chair in history, Martin had a real feel for the ups and downs of the economy. His point was, just like a good host manages a party by removing the alcohol, the punch bowl, as the guests begin to get rowdy, the Fed needs to cool off the economy when it overheats. The Fed removes stimulus primarily by raising interest rates. So, is that where we are today? Is this economy beginning to rock and roll as things get hot and we're overproducing so much that it's driving prices higher? I doubt many would prescribe to that kind of thinking. So exactly how is the economy performing? Is it overheating, as the Fed suggests? Or on the contrary, are there indications that we may be heading into a recession? Now, like many complex issues, this question has at least two sides. If the analysts are correct today, the Fed will raise rates by 0.25%, implying that the economy is performing strongly. Now, tomorrow, the Bureau of Economic Analysis will report on our quarterly gross domestic product, and they expect that it expanded by somewhere between 1.8 and 2.0%. And just like that, everyone will breathe a sigh of relief. The Fed's strategy will look like it worked. They can continue to raise interest rates without sending us into a recession. At least that's how things appear from the production side of the economy. But there is more than one way to look at this economy, and the other side does not look so rosy. How is the country doing from an income perspective? It's one thing to say that we're still making things, that's the GDP, that's the production side, but that means little if our income is slowing. Now, there's another measure for that, and it's called the Gross Domestic Income, GDI. Like GDP, GDI is published by the same Bureau of Economic Analysis, but with a month's delay. And as anyone who has run a monthly budget will tell you, the income statement is vital to understanding how you're performing. From a household to the largest corporations, how much money we make is a principal driver of our economic health. Now, it's ironic, therefore, that this measure of our nation's financial performance is ignored by so many. Nonetheless, most of us, including the Federal Reserve, have not noticed that from an income perspective, our economy is already in a recession. the nation's income declined into negative territory by Q4 of 2022 and was negative for both Q4 2022 and Q1 2023. Arguably, we were in a recession, at least from a GDI perspective, in both those quarters. Now, if you're following the logic, this puts us in a situation where one indicator is positive, that's GDP, while the other indicator, GDI, is negative, a sticky situation. Fortunately, the Philadelphia branch of the Federal Reserve has come up with a way to reconcile just such a difference. It's called GDP Plus, and it's their current way of presenting the best picture of the overall economy. Now, GDP Plus combines both the economic measures of production and of income, providing a comprehensive result. Currently, GDP Plus indicates that we're in a recession by its measure also. It means that the Fed's effort to slow the economy and thereby slow inflation have worked. Or at least the first part, slowing the economy, is working. Continuing to raise interest rates will only slow the economy further. Now, as any good financial officer will tell you, it pays to look at all of the components of an enterprise, income and production, to get a complete picture. Today, the Fed seems to only be watching one aspect of our country's financing, not looking at income. And that's The Value Side for Wednesday, July 26. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revell. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.